Hello, and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of 6/27.
Six dash
dash. Do you use dash or slash? I use slash. Yeah.
Usually.
Right. The dash is weird.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll use the dash.
Right.
6-27.
I think I only use the dash when I'm doing 6/27/16. Then I'm going to go dash. I'll use slash if it's just 6/27.
You fancy.
Anyway, the story is very fascinating. but we have not podcasted in a bit. So what have you been doing? Why haven't you been podcasting for our fans?
I mean, we have real jobs.
Right, the jobs.
No, I just had one of my very good friends and podcast listeners' wedding this past weekend in Highlands, North Carolina.
Right.
Which is, like, I don't know, a few hours from Atlanta.
Okay.
And it was amazing. I'm currently going through wedding withdrawal, which I don't know if
this
is, like, a documented phenomenon, but, yeah, like, it should be, and I feel like I could already write a book.
It's like seasonal affective disorder. Like,
yeah.
But for summer.
I mean, it feels like I have a combination of, like, mono, like, FOMO, and, like, pure exhaustion. Like, I don't know. Like, I just, like,
the classic mono FOMO combo. Can't get past it.
I could, like, talk about this wedding the entire podcast. It was amazing. But highlights were the food.
Okay.
One, I went to Bojangles.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Right.
Did you get a Bowberry biscuit?
I did not because it was, like, dinner time.
So?
But I got a biscuit.
But Bowberry biscuits are for all times of day.
Well, next time.
Okay, wow. Okay.
But I got a biscuit and chicken, which it was amazing.
Yeah, amazing. There
was a bridesmaids brunch on Friday, right, in which, you know, you're trying to stay, like, skinny and fit for the wedding.
I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah.
Right? You don't, because you're skinny and fit and perfect anyway.
Hardly. Oh, but, God.
But this bridesmaids brunch, the bride's, like, aunts and cousins came over and they brought all this food. I kid you not, they brought, like, 12 boxes of donuts.
Yum.
And I love donuts so much, and it was killing me, but we had all these donuts in my house, and I felt like, I mean, obviously I still ate, like, 5, but,
right,
like, I had to keep myself from eating.
Under half dozen.
But they were amazing.
That's the golden rule.
And then the last thing, at the actual wedding, there was a s'more station and an Irish coffee bar with more donuts.
Oh, I really like
it. It was
that.
Like, I died and went to heaven.
I like the Irish coffee bar. That's
cute. It was amazing.
That's
hit that hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, well, I just needed to share.
Wow.
Because that was, like, everything.
I was also at a wedding, and
your wedding looked really fun.
It was beautiful. It was a whole weekend of activities. They had a full barbecue for all the guests Friday night, and then,
it wasn't Bojangles.
Not Bojangles. And then they had, a lunch at their neighbor's house, which, if you saw my Snapchat, you might have mistook for Versailles. The gardens were, like, that was a person's home. The gardens were so beautiful, and a full kind of lunch under a tent for lunch, and then we all went to the beach, which actually, when I thought about it, I think it was the first time I had been to a beach in a really long time.
Based on what I know about your schedule recently, I think it is the first time you've been to a beach, maybe this season.
No, I think it's the first time I've been to a beach in maybe years, like a sandy beach.
This is really concerning.
I've been racking my brain. So if any listeners can remember the last time I went to a beach and want to let me know.
Tweet them at her.
Tweet at me the last time I went to a beach.
What is July
$100 prize for the first
2011.
Person who can tell me the last time I went to a beach.
Oh, Allie, that's so sad.
I know.
You're so Arizona.
I know. I like lakes. I'm a lake girl. And then the wedding itself was just stunning. It was in a church. It was really beautiful. This old wooden church, and then a reception for 400 people, and it was unbelievably gorgeous.
How does one fit 400 people in an old wooden church?
Great question. There were people outside the church. Oh. And then the tent was the biggest thing I've ever seen. It was huge.
Amazing.
But it was at this gorgeous all green grass tennis court club in Southampton, which makes me feel especially close to the one and only Kevin Durant, because apparently he's hosting all of his free agency meetings with the exception of the Thunder, which he did today, in the Hamptons this weekend.
Which is extremely bougie, but also, like, he's being extremely efficient in terms of,
right,
hey, it's 4th of July weekend, I want to be in the Hamptons,
yeah,
and I still got to find myself a new team.
I know, so he's like, come to me.
Why don't you come to me and we'll go, you know, wear our Nantucket Reds.
It's so funny because now having been to, I'm wondering, A, where in the Hamptons he's going.
Well, I'm pretty sure Southampton is, like, the, like, nicest of the Hamptons, right?
I've heard some, I mean, I'm from Arizona, so what do I know? I've heard some rumblings.
You haven't been to a beach in 3 years.
I've heard some rumblings that East Hampton is as well, but East Hampton's Southampton very nice is kind of the most classically nice. And so Katie is basically receiving people in the Hamptons. Do you think everybody there will, coming to meet with him, will helicopter out to him?
Well, I wonder if a lot of them will, maybe this was a strategic move, because maybe a lot of those owners or people he's going to negotiate with are already going to be there.
Interesting theory.
Maybe the NBA does, like, a summer conference over the 4th of July in the Hamptons, and we just didn't know.
Well, now that we do know, I wish that I was going to be there this weekend to see KD, because I already saw KD last week.
I know, that was pretty cool.
I mean,
And you texted me that you wanted red Nikes, which is not cool.
Why not? Yeah, why were you anti?
I just think red sneaks are not the call.
Okay.
Like, I think I would even venture to say I'm strongly against red sneakers.
Okay, wow. Well,
and I didn't realize I felt strongly about it until right now.
Well, you didn't see him in person. I went to Steve Nash's, let me finish a sentence. I went to Steve Nash's charity, I hate that word, Steve charity. Nash Foundation soccer game.
Right.
And it happens every year. And I actually went 2 years ago because this is like the type of celebrity stalker I am, which is.
But this is an event that I would go to as well because it's an athlete.
Yeah.
Heavy event.
Well, so it's totally athlete heavy. But the thing that's so funny is, like, I am never going to go up to a celebrity. I got actually my first celeb picture with a celebrity at this event, which we're going to talk about in a second. But I'm never going to be the person who, like, goes up and interrupts their meal or whatever. But I love to see them and, like, stalk them in their natural habitat, which is probably my favorite way to do it. So Steve Nash tweeted out, which I actually saw that he tweeted it because I was obviously following the Cavs parade that day, all day.
Yes.
Where I found my spirit animal, Kyrie Irving, shirtless.
Constant commentary.
Kyrie shirtless, chugging rosé champagne from a float.
J.R. Smith tattoo
T-shirt
was a gag at first, a joke.
Now it's $34.99.
And now it's in production. They're selling it.
If anybody wants to know what to get me for my birthday.
I may have already...
August 17th.
I may have already pre-ordered.
But so anyway, so Steve Nash tweeted out that KD was coming to the game that night. And it's right on my way home. I literally got off the subway right there. So I went. I managed to, unlike the first time I went where I had to go alone, I managed to, like, wrangle a friend to come with me. And so we went and we were just kind of like standing along sidelines and all of a sudden Jason Sudeikis walks up and I was like, oh, cool. And I said to him, I was like, he walked along to every single fan that was standing along the fence and took a selfie with them. Like nobody had to ask. Like I kind of didn't even really want a selfie with Jason Sudeikis,
but he stands there
and he like comes into pose. But so anyway, so I said,
what do you say?
I said, my grandma lives in Overland Park, Kansas.
And what did he say?
He's from Overland Park.
Also, what did he say? He goes,
hey, I know that place. And I was like, Rock Chuck Jayhawk, bye. It was really cute. I loved him.
I think he's great.
He's great.
Actually,
that was one of the questions I had for you. What are your thoughts on Jason Sudeikis?
I gained a lot of respect for him when he drained some threes in the celeb all-star game.
Right.
Let us not forget.
Right, right.
And he's married to Olivia Wilde.
How do you feel about their relationship?
I mean, she's not my favorite person, but she's not my least favorite person on the spectrum of annoying female celebrities.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Their kid's name is Otis, which I think is cute.
It sounds stinky, doesn't it? Like a stinky name.
No, I don't even know what that means.
I feel
means.
Like there was a cartoon character that was like named Otis, and it was like a smelly dog or something.
Oh my god. So anyway, so I saw. I don't approve.
Let's rebound.
But
from
so
that.
Katie comes up to it, or comes up to the thing, and he came a little late, and he was not actually playing in the soccer game, unlike Landon Donovan, who played, which was pretty cool to watch Landon really Donovan cool. play soccer.
How little hair does he have left?
Not a lot of hair, and he's a very tiny human.
He's very tiny.
Very tiny.
Yeah.
And so Katie rolls up, and it's, mind you, it's the middle of June. It's a very hot day. Like, even I was hot, and as you know, I'm never hot.
Right.
And he was wearing black sweatpants, a t-shirt, a denim jacket, which was so cool, sunglasses, and these red Nike sneakers, and he just looked so cool. It's like you could just tell that things were about to happen for Kevin
agent.
Durant.
Yeah.
He's a free agent, and he's headed to the Hamptons.
Was it, like, a faded jean jacket?
No, not as faded as mine.
Okay.
It was, like,
perfect.
It was dark, but, like, with rips. It was cool.
Okay.
Katie looked fly.
Speaking of...
Oh, wait, my one more thing about this is that 2 years ago, I saw Kyrie Irving at this, where we took that selfie together. By that, I mean I took a selfie outside of a fence, and he was
still
facing
counts.
The other direction.
Still counts.
Literally no distinctive features. It's just like me and a dude behind a fence who could be any of it.
Kyrie.
Yeah. But it really is Kyrie, I swear. And so I saw him 2 years ago, so I thought to myself, I was like, Katie, in 2 years you're gonna win a championship. Congratulations to you.
Let's hope so.
That's what I do for people. That's why I'm here.
I hope so. Let's everyone stay tuned.
If that became like my thing, then maybe that's how we could launch this podcast. Like, I'm the girl who, if you see her 2 years later, you'll win a championship.
That's amazing. That's a whole movie plot.
Yes, it is, actually.
Speaking of his outfit,
yeah.
Sounds like he was rocking some athleisure.
He was.
As are you at the moment.
I always am. But yes, in particular right now.
And we're calling them... I'm calling
These
them...
These are my sweatpants from the guy from the Nike
yeah,
store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about them before.
Well, for at length.
And we've talked about athleisure before. But
right.
It seems especially relevant
right
now because the Miss USA... Miss Teen USA? Miss Teen USA.
Yeah.
I think it's Miss Teen.
Miss USA.
Miss USA. Said they're doing away with the swimsuit competition and instead replacing it with athleisure
competition. Can I just say what my qualm with that is?
Just like, I mean, I find it extremely interesting and, like, I mean, I feel like I should be pumped about it, but I'm also just confused.
Well, my qualm is, like, as a swimmer, is a swimsuit not athletic wear? I mean, not the ones those people wear, but I don't like the distinction that they're going from a swimsuit competition to an athletic wear competition, and I'm like, well, swimsuits can be athletic wear, people. That's how I feel.
What if we made it, like, I mean, is a basketball uniform, like, athleisure? If I went up there in a basketball uniform, am I going to be judged differently than...
Probably, yeah. It's athleisure, not athletic wear. But I think that... Part of what's so ridiculous about all of this is that these competitions still exist.
True. True. But it, as they say in Miss Congeniality, it's not a beauty pageant. It's a scholarship program.
Yeah.
So, you know, just gotta rock a little athleisure, get that scholarship.
I know. Well, speaking of my former career as a swimmer.
Yeah.
Right now.
Tons of swimming. And I'm loving it. I'm watching it. It is, in a very non-creepy way. I've been watching it a lot this week, and
yeah.
I've been thinking about you, and I was like, geez, like, it's so hardcore. Swimmers are so hardcore,
yeah.
And you can tell because they are, the reactions that they have when they qualify, it's like, I mean, it's so clear, like, oh my god, this is, like, I've been working my entire life for this.
Mm-hmm.
They freak out. They can't speak.
Yeah.
I think that's partially because they're out of breath still.
Right.
But, like, it's, the reactions are so genuine and so, like, oh my god, my dream just came true.
Well, it's been, so, for those who don't realize, it is 2016, which is mind-boggling.
Is that what it is?
It is 2016, and the Olympics are coming up, so they're having the Olympic trials right now. And the thing is, that's been so crazy for me, is realizing it has now been 2 times since
you
I was at the Olympic trials. And so
Allie competed in the Olympic trials, which is really cool.
More than anything, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so old. I'm so far removed from the sport of swimming that it feels... There was a phase in my life when I didn't like to watch swimming. Like, I didn't really watch it at the 2012 Olympics. It was, like, kind of weird to watch all these people who are doing something that you used to do and used to be good at, and then all of a sudden you're not.
I kind of feel that way about the WNBA, but you were a little bit closer to that. But, like, I know girls. Yeah. I know girls. I played against girls that play in the WNBA.
Right. Like, no, totally. And so I think that that can be sometimes a weird feeling to have. And so this time it's more just that I feel really removed from it.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
What do you think about the whole, I mean, we've touched on this like a billion times, but the Zika thing, a lot of the golfers, keep like biting the dust.
I'm really wondering, I've been looking at Nina Westbrook's pictures hard to see if she's pregnant. Like, probably too hard.
Well, my dad and I were talking about this and he put it really nicely. He was like, those spouses are really having an impact. And I was like, that's true. I mean,
it is.
And you kind of can't, I mean, there was actually a whole article on ESPN about how the golfers are using that as an excuse, and no one can, like, no one can tell Rory, like, oh, it's bullshit. Like, you're not even engaged.
Right.
But, like, your girlfriend might have a baby, like, in the next 5 years.
Right.
Like, you're not going... Like, they can't... You can't really use, like, a family's well-being as...
You can't get mad.
You can't get mad.
I know, but the other side of it is, like, I have no idea. They also don't know enough yet, which can work both in a good way and a bad way. I think it's... I don't know. I think it's really... I have no idea what I would do. It's kind of crazy to me that a 28 or 30 year old like woman is gonna go, but at the same time, you have been working for this for so long, so I have no idea.
And I feel like it's especially interesting because you don't see any of the swimmers dropping out, you don't see any of the runners dropping out, you don't see any of the gymnasts dropping out because they literally, again, worked their entire lives.
Yeah, I know. Right, for some of these other sports where Olympics is not the primary event.
Yeah.
Whereas for sports like that, like the Olympics is your every 4 year showcase.
That is what you
work for. Yeah, totally. So it's very different. Well, speaking of, I mean, like...
If you could be an Olympic athlete
in
any sport besides swimming, what would you want to be?
Well, I'd probably obviously answer basketball, but that doesn't really count because I don't consider that
as an
Olympic
basketball
athlete. Probably gymnastics. It's just so cool. Or figure skating, Winter Olympics.
Figure skating.
Yeah, I like ice skating. I think it's fun.
I could see you being good at that.
I'm not.
And you are wearing like a unitard thing with your adults.
I am wearing a unitard thing. There's a funny story about this unitard and life.
One day when you're older.
Maybe I'll wear it in the athleisure competition.
Oh, I only hope.
Anyway, so the funny thing is that while some of these basketball players in particular are really prepping for the Olympics and or getting their free agency on in the Hamptons
while prepping, doing it all, really.
Others are, they have the summer off and they are really getting after it.
They're being men of leisure.
Right. I think that the off season in general for all sports, but in particular for sports and TV shows, I'm putting them in there.
Okay.
Because they're like hiatus is in the summer.
Yeah.
For sports where the off season is in the summer, it's like such a different ball game.
Why do you say that?
Because it's summer. In addition to your off in terms of your sport.
Yeah.
It's also summer. So it's very different when like baseball and they're off in, you know, December and January.
Yeah, but then they just go and live in Florida anyway, or Southern California.
I guess, but
it's... Phoenix, even.
Right, Phoenix. God bless Phoenix.
I mean, I know, so you're saying, like, it's extra fun.
Right, it's extra fun. And so, I mean, I have, which we didn't talk about last week, but the NBA offseason, in my opinion, is one of the best. And currently and right now, which mean the same thing, but currently...
Who's counting?
Dwayne Wade... Chris Paul and LeBron James are on a yacht trip off the coast of Mallorca.
Oh my God.
And I don't know if you follow him. It sounds like you don't on Snapchat.
I don't.
But Dwayne Wade is the most aggressive Snapchatter I have ever seen.
More than DJ Khaled?
He's almost at DJ Khaled level. And the funniest thing about Dwayne Wade is that he only snaps the fat guy with the braces all the time. He literally must hold it up there, like, minimum an hour a day. And he just... And the funny thing is, his face is kind of already shaped like that.
I was gonna say, he has a round...
Right, at the bottom. It's like a pear-shaped face. Yeah. So it already goes out like the fat guy with the braces.
Shoot,
and then
man.
He just adds the braces. And then he just sits and talks all day.
So... Would you say that Dwayne Wade has a Snapchat filter problem?
Maybe? Dwayne Wade has a Snapchat problem. Shoot. And so Dwayne Wade has a Snapchat problem and has taken his Snapchat problem on vacation with him. And it has resulted in an epic string of videos of their time on the boat, which include them doing a lip sync battle, which includes Chris Paul dancing to Michael Jackson.
I would love to see that.
Which also includes a dance-off between the three of them and their wives.
I was going to say, who else is on the boat?
Just the wives.
No, really?
So far, as far as you can tell, yeah. And then today they went biking through
the
hills.
Who's watching the kids?
Babysitters. Ugh. And then today they went biking through the hills, like in a little bike competition. And the best part about it is you have, like, Gabrielle Union is dancing with Dwayne Wade to I Wanna Be Your Man, the song from Love and Basketball.
Oh my god.
That she dances with Quincy at the dance, and I'm like, how am I watching this right now? And it's okay. Celebs on Snapchat has opened up this entire bizarre world, particularly for those who are just, like, deep users. Like, they were all wasted. They were showing their drinks.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. I feel like this is, like, a deep, dark rabbit hole.
It's a rabbit hole. Down.
And I almost feel like maybe...
My regular life is going to feel that. So shitty yeah. all the time.
I mean, but isn't that kind of what Snapchat is about? Like, it's a little bit of a, like, look at all this, like, fun stuff that I'm doing. But, like, it's not fair when celebrities get involved because they're doing, like, really extra cool, fun, rich people stuff. And we can't compete. Whereas, like, you and I can compete for, like, right. dumb Snapchats.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself. My Snapchats are actually so bad.
You and I just Snapchatted the same thing.
I know. No, I'm just kidding. My Snapchat's terrible.
Your Snapchats are good.
Dwayne Wade is out of control on Snapchat, and he's snapping everything, and I just can't wait until Russell Westbrook gets Snapchat.
It's only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time. Why not? Fashion king. Don't hate the Brody.
Don't hate the Brody.
So basically, every summer, I do two things.
Yeah.
One is...
Is now watch Celebrity
Snapchat. Well, one is watch Celebrity Snapchat.
What I else have do never, you watch?
And the other is watch movies.
Yes.
And I think the summer movie, I think it used to be a bigger thing. Like, I remember so vividly, and my family was a movie family, but, like, what movies were coming out this summer?
We were movie people as well. I love movies. I'd much rather sit down and watch a movie than watch, like, a couple episodes of television.
And you go to the movies, right?
I like to go to the movies, but since I lived in New York City, I don't go as much.
Because it's $155?
Yes, but it definitely did. It used to be, like, such a big thing in the summer.
Right.
And I feel like Friday nights, like my sisters and my dad would go.
Do you think that summer movies have become less of a thing, or, like, summer movies are a thing when you are a kid, and then, like, when you have kids, and it's a family thing, and, like, in your 20s age group is not the target for the
yeah,
summer
I would
movie.
Say, I mean, I would definitely say that we're, all the movies that are out right now, we are certainly not the target audience.
Right.
But, I think
are
we're,
you
I think
finding
we're in that weird...
Are you a finding emo fan?
I'm not like a super fan, but I liked the movie.
Do you want to hear...
Did you see it?
No.
Finding Dory?
No, I've never seen Finding Nemo.
Oh, Ellie, you should see that. As a cultural reference.
Right? I know, but I get it. Like, I know Ellen's in it, and I know Nemo's lost.
Yeah. It's a nice movie. Yeah, you know Nemo's lost. I get the gist.
He's orange.
You should...
Right?
Yeah, we can watch it. We'll watch it after this.
I know, but I don't like cartoons.
Okay.
I've never seen Frozen.
I've never seen Frozen
either. I've seen the first 25 minutes of Frozen because of the girl I babysit. And then I had to put her to sleep.
I actually feel like we should keep our not... Like, I think we should purposely not see Frozen. And then we can use that in, like, a Never Have I Ever game later on in life.
Wow, you're really going for the long con here, Ellie. In 5 years, I'm going to be in a group of 12-year-olds playing Never Have I Ever.
Term. You know what?
Frozen long gone.
What trailer I did watch.
Yeah, what movies are you looking forward to this summer?
Well, I watched the Sausage Party trailer.
What the fuck is Sausage Party? Excuse my language.
It is, like, it's funny, but it's also, like, weirdly graphic for a cartoon.
But it's an adult cartoon!
And I mean, like, graphic in terms of, like, okay, if you're gonna make, like, carrots people, I don't want to see them being, like, chopped up.
Well, but that's the whole thing. It's just part of this genre. Like, do you ever watch Adult Swim?
No.
It's, like, adult cartoons.
I don't feel like I'm an adult and I can't swim.
Anyway. Wow. I got deep.
I got real deep.
I just don't get it. Adult cartoons make no sense to me. I agree.
I'm with you, man.
People love them.
I'm sorry, listeners, if you love adult cartoons. If you have good recommendations for us of ones
if
you
you're watching that Archer show, you can turn off our podcast. I'm okay with you stopping listening.
You can get out now.
You
know what movie does look good that technically is geared towards children is the BFG.
I didn't like that book because it scared me. I thought he was scary.
I didn't read the book, but the movie looks
You didn't read the BFG.
No.
Do you hate Roald Dahl?
No, but he's going to be on our show tomorrow.
Roald Dahl is?
Actually, no, he's not.
Isn't Roald Dahl super dead?
Never mind.
We're bringing him back from the dead.
Hold up. No, I'm sorry. He was in...
A hologram of Roald Dahl?
His name has been in the rundown all week, and I kept being like, oh yeah, like, he's gonna be on the show, and, like, I was like, no, it's just, like, our people in London are doing a story.
Okay. Woo! It's been a long day.
I woke up really early today.
I'm really excited for the movie Bad Moms. That is totally in my wheelhouse. Did you see that trailer?
No.
Okay, it's Mila Kunis.
Is Mila Kunis a bad mom?
Yeah. So she's a good mom, and then all of a sudden just goes, like, I can't do this anymore when somebody tells her that the cookies she's making for the bake sale need to be gluten-free, nut-free, vegan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then she kind of, like, flips out, and it's with her, I think, Christina Applegate.
Great.
Kristen...
Wiig?
No.
Cavalieri?
No.
Ooh, where'd that
I
come
really
from?
Hope Kristen Cavallari's in this movie.
She's probably
Dax Shepard's wife.
She's probably bad mom.
she's
probably a good mom.
Dax Shepard's wife.
Kristen Bell.
I think it looks awesome. It's totally in my wheelhouse.
That looks really funny.
She was in another great summer movie I liked, called Friends with Benefits, in case you didn't see that. It's fantastic.
On a similar vein.
Yeah.
Did Ghostbusters 2 come out?
Not yet, but it is.
When it comes out, I think we should do a whole podcast about that.
I think we should also go see it.
Well, seeing it.
Okay.
And then podcast. And maybe maybe do a really in-depth comparison about original Ghostbusters and the lady Ghostbusters.
I like that a lot. I think similarly we should do, I'm putting this on air so people will hold you accountable for this.
Oh, shit.
There was a teaser this week for Gilmore Girls going international.
Uh-oh.
So it's going international July 1st, as in tomorrow. It's going to be everywhere on Netflix. And so there was an ad with Lauren Graham saying that, and then everybody kept posting it on their stupid friends' walls.
I saw that.
Saying that Gilmore Girls was everywhere tomorrow, so everybody thought that, like, the new episodes were coming out tomorrow. Turns out they're coming out later this year, but we still need to do our Gilmore pod.
Agreed. Okay. I'm in for that. But I'm really glad that we have more time, because...
Yes. And then the other movie that I'm excited for is Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Because as we've talked about before, I'm a big Zac Efron fan.
I am too.
I just love a good Efron movie.
I kind of love how, like, little and smiley and cute he is.
Plus, High School Musical 2 came out on my birthday, like, 10 years ago. So I just will never forget.
That's quite a legacy.
And my spirit celebrity is in it.
Who is?
The character that...
Ashley Tisdale.
I am the most... Ashley Tisdale. No, Aubrey Plaza. I love her. She's in Parks and Rec. She plays April.
Oh, yeah. She's cool.
I love her. Because I think she's very dark. And it reminds me... Her with Leslie reminds me of me with my mom. Because my mom is very perky. And always super happy. And she'll be like, so, where are we going today? Let's go watch a movie. And I'll be like, let's watch a movie about death, Mom. And she'll be like, what is wrong with you? So, Aubrey feels like my spirit animal.
Sorry, Pegasus.
Yeah.
We love ya.
Okay.
I can see that.
So, this week was a big week. in the world of nudity. So before we play our game, I just wanted to make sure that we give a shout out to everyone's favorite magazine, the ESPN, The Body Issue.
Oh my God, Vince Wilfork, why did they do that?
Why not, man?
So much body.
Vince, in his interview, Vince was like, you know what? I know people are going to say he's obese, and I'm like, I don't care.
he's a force to be reckoned with.
Nathan Adrian, the Cal swimmer, is in it. He's so hot.
He is so beautiful.
He's a beautiful human.
Dwayne Wade was in it.
Dwayne Wade, not on Snapchat. Maybe he snapped it? Yeah.
There also was the first transgender athlete in it, which was very interesting.
Yes.
What females were in that?
I totally forget. But Serena's issue was insane when she was in it 2 years ago. I just love The Body Issue.
We used to look like that.
I'd never looked like that. I frequently make people Google Serge Ibaka, The Body Issue, which I would recommend doing. I get yelled at, 2 days later when they pull up on their phone, and it's, still on Serge Ibaka, The Body Issue, and they're sitting next to, their mom, and they're looking at, naked Serge Ibaka.
You should be Googling more things in between.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly. I do think, though, one of my favorite body issue stories is my dad golfs at the same place as Larry Fitzgerald in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
And when Larry Fitzgerald was in the body issue, I told my dad to go up to Larry Fitzgerald and tell him that he really loved his recent article on ESPN.
No. Did your dad do it?
No, but my dad was going to until finally I was like, no, you really can't. You can't be the 60-year-old dude who goes up to Larry Fitzgerald. So my dad would have done it totally in earnest. And he would have been like, I really liked it. My daughter said it was great. And then Larry Fitzgerald would have just been like, oh my God. So anyway, I know. Okay, so we're going to end on a happy note and play a game.
We just referenced half of my players.
Oh, yes.
This game too.
Okay, so this game was invented by a very close friend of mine. Probably one of our most loyal listeners and a frequent commenter. He gives great feedback. And it's also his birthday, or it was yesterday.
Happy birthday,
Raf.
It's Raf?
Yeah.
Hey, Raf.
And so Raf started this game by just saying to me, so in the future, and just, drop that sentence. And then I was like, do you want me to finish that with something? And so then we decided that it would be a funny game to play on the podcast. And originally we were going to play it as in 2020, and then I give you a celebrity, and then you would have to fill it in.
Right.
So we've kind of done a remix, but so the example of how this is going to work is...
I think yours are going to be way funnier and more ridiculous than mine.
So just to give an example, the way it would work is I would say this phrase, and then it's literally whatever first comes to your mind.
Right.
So we're going to do a practice round.
It's pretty rapid fire.
Rapid fire. So practice round. In 2020, Taylor Swift will date...
Oh my God, this was one of mine.
Practice round.
In 2020, Taylor Swift will date... Tyga.
Oh, that's really weird. Who said that? That's so weird. Okay, exactly like that, but even faster.
Okay, let me give you a good one. That was one of my really good ones.
Tyga, too. Oh my God. Taylor and Tyga.
In 2020, Taylor Swift will have a feud with who? With blank.
Christina Aguilera.
Ooh. Has that not already happened?
I don't think so.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, that was my worst one, so we got that out of the way.
Willow and Jaden Smith's favorite childhood snack was?
Cheetos.
Wow, okay.
Cool. Johnny Depp's movie candy of choice is?
Milk Duds.
That's the doiniest candy of all time.
Also, it gets stuck in your teeth. It's so annoying.
I would pick rum raisin ice cream.
Rum raisin, ooh. Do they give out ice cream at the movie?
I think of him as a pirate.
I should have done that ice cream from space. You know,
Dippin'
Dots.
Okay, next one. All right, you go.
No, I just went. Oh no. Okay, you're right.
You just answered.
Oh, okay. Joe Biden's favorite Kardashian is
Khloe.
That's my favorite one.
Seriously, he's probably Chloe's the reasonable one. She keeps the family in check.
Chloe's the reason I'm alive.
She's had some bad relationships.
Right? Okay.
Let's see. Where can I go from here? Kim Kardashian's AOL screen name was?
Ooh. My Humps 47.
We should fact check that. It might be true.
Okay. Every Sunday, comma, J.R. Smith, blank.
Oh my god, we literally are the same person. Every Sunday, J.R. Smith watches CBS Sunday Morning with his daughter.
Oh my god, this is so good.
Okay, this is an easy
what
one.
What if people think this is a quiz game and these are real answers?
J.R. Smith's next tattoo will be
Betty White.
Hot in Cleveland.
What? Yeah. The cast of Hot in Cleveland. Oh my god. I can't breathe. Oh my god. He literally is going to get a tattoo of Betty White and under it it's going to say Hot in Cleveland.
Hot in Cleveland, literally.
Oh my god.
I'm surprised.
I'm literally sweating. And maybe because I'm wearing sweatpants, okay. But maybe not.
Alright. I only have a few more.
I do too. Northwest and Blue Ivy's first joint venture will be
baby jewelry.
Okay. What kind? Diamonds?
Baby anklets.
Baby anklets. Do babies wear anklets?
No, they do.
Like to go home from the hospital.
Yeah, like baby anklets.
Yeah.
Kanye West has a pet rock named
Floyd. Okay, this is my last one.
Can you see him carrying around a pink Floyd?
This is my last one. Drake can't sleep without
a blankie.
Oh, that's probably
true.
That's
too literal.
That's so true, yeah.
I wish I had something more fun for that.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I think that one's good.
Charlie Rose's favorite rapper is
Flava Flav.
Ooh. And then I have one more.
Fact check that tomorrow?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
Okay, thanks.
It actually might be Kanye West because I know he has a relationship with him. This is just a fun one, which I feel like you will just, want to answer.
I do.
Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's next child will be named.
Ooh. I bet it's going to be a boy, and it's going to be named Louis.
Like Louis Armstrong?
Yeah, but that might be weird because Luna and Louis. But that's kind of cute.
Yeah, I like that, actually.
Maybe it would be Otis, like Otis Redding.
Smelly.
Yeah, smelly Otis.
What about, Redding?
Redding is cool. Redding Stevens. Redding Stevens.
Shit.
Wow.
I think we just...
Solved the world. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend.
Have a great 4th of July.
Yes, it's my favorite holiday.
Go America. Bye.